Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operations Officer at FTR. Today, we'll be looking at the economic insights from the week of December 7th through the 11th, 2015, along with upcoming economic releases. In a countdown to the Federal Reserve decision later this week, global financial markets are looking gloomy. Shares in developing nations are headed for the biggest slump since June. European stocks are at a two-month low, and oil is headed for the biggest monthly decline since March. Emerging markets are falling amid speculation that rising U.S. rates will trigger outflows from riskier assets. Commodity prices are at a 16-year low, and there are concerns China's weakness will spread to other developing nations. The Shanghai Composite Index is at a 5-week low. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index fell 3.8% last week to end at a 2-month low. The Fed's zero lower bound interest rate policy is set to end at the conclusion of the December meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. It appears that many members share Chair Janet Yellen's view that overshooting on both the employment and inflation mandates would risk an abrupt tightening of monetary policy later. In other words, tightening now will allow the Fed to raise rates gradually. U.S. retail sales seem to be emerging from their recent lull. Total sales were up just 0.2%, but the details were stronger. Manufacturing will still have to contend with high inventories, the strong dollar, and weak global demand, as the international situation is unlikely to show a strong rebound during 2016. Last week's economic data focused on retail sales and business inventories. Retail sales increased just 0.2% in November. Plateaued auto sales and falling gasoline prices were the main constraints. Sales were only 1.4% ahead of year-earlier levels, the weakest growth since April. While the top-line sales figure remains weak, core sales, which excludes gas and autos, rose a much stronger 0.5% during the month. There are healthy supports for spending, including solid job growth and rising wages. Wage increases should support continued spending in 2016. With auto sales near their peak, spending should shift to services and other consumer goods. Business inventories remained largely unchanged in October, but sales fell, keeping the inventory-to-sales ratio at a high level. Inventories will weigh on near-term production, but the outlook could brighten after the inventory correction. The critically important inventory-to-sales ratio remains stuck at 1.38 months. The IS ratio is at an elevated level and sits right in the middle between the Great Recession high of 1.49 and the recent low of 1.25. Retail inventories increased 0.1%, but manufacturer and wholesale inventories both fell 0.1%. Motor parts and vehicle inventories, furniture, home electronics, and appliance inventories all fell. Inventories remain a significant problem after increasing at unsustainable rates over the last three quarters. Stocks will have to slow by increased sales or decreased production within the next few quarters. On the international front, China's exports fell for a fifth month, dropping 6.8% in November from a year earlier. Imports declined for the 13th consecutive month, down nearly 9% from a year earlier. With sluggish trade combining with slowing residential construction, policymakers are likely to keep up their stimulus efforts in China. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we will get the November Consumer Price Index on Tuesday, December 15th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for the top line figure to remain unchanged, but core inflation to rise 0.2%, in line with recent readings. The December NAHB Housing Market Index will follow on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Look for housing sentiment to bounce back from its reading of 62 in November, reversing most of November's 3-point slide. November housing starts will be released on Wednesday, December 16th at 8:30 a.m. We look for housing starts to rise from 1.06 million to 1.16 million, reversing a sizable part of October's 131,000 unit decline. October's weakness was concentrated in the multifamily sector. Industrial production for November will also be released on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. While the top line figure was negative, manufacturing was stronger than expected in October, rising 0.4%. We look for a slightly smaller increase in November, boosted by another strong gain in autos. And finally, following the Federal Open Market Committee meeting on December 16th, a statement will be released at 2 p.m. The odds of a tightening in December remain very high, even as the lack of inflation and fears of a pronounced global slowdown with unknown consequences for the U.S. remain elevated. The Fed won't be in a hurry to raise rates quickly or to deflate its balance sheets, as there are still pockets of weakness such as manufacturing, inventories, and trade still causing troubles.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.